This is my voice. There are many like it, but this one is mine. And it's a fine line when you're trying to define the finer points of politics. Politics being a Latin word, poly meaning many, ticks meaning blood-sucking butt lumps. But too many live in countries where it's bullets instead of ballots, where gavels fall like mallets when held in the hands of those whose judgments can be bought as easily as children could be taught to covet. And the only ones willing to speak up are forced to live so far beneath the radar that the underground is considered above it. This is for the Ho Chi Minhs and the Michael Collins, the Marquis de Sades and the muted gods. This is my voice. There are many like it, but this one is mine. And this time it's for the sons and daughters who watch mothers and fathers drown in shallow waters while panning for the American dream in a polluted creek called the mainstream. This is for the homeless people sleeping on steam vents, making makeshift tents out of cardboard and old trash, trying to catch 40 winks between the crash of car wrecks, risking their necks by surviving another day so they can starve, so that famine can carve their body into a corpse before their heart stops beating, so that men in a boardroom meeting can make it harder for them to get welfare, health care. It's no wonder some of them pawn off their own wheelchair, and every time I walk by, I can't help but feel at fault. And maybe I didn't search myself hard enough for the Control-Alt-S so I could save the world. Or at least this little girl curled into a ball. I've spent most of my life throwing compassion back like a fish that's too small. Gotta cash in my reality checks. Drop her some spare fantasies. Don't tell me there are no heroes. This is for them, the women and the men, for Helen Keller, who against all odds found a voice, for the choice Veronica Guerin made, for Martin Luther King, who stayed just long enough to share a dream with us. This is for that day on the bus with Sister Rosa Parks, for the Joan of Arcs who believe even in the face of sparks becoming flame, the political game that Louis Riel refused to play. This is for the day the Dalai Lama finally goes home, for Dr. Jeffrey Wigand, who alone stared down big tobacco, for Nelson Mandela, who went the extra mile. This is for the trial that finally found a man guilty of shooting Medgar Evers dead, for everything Malcolm X said, remembered by athletes who left the Olympics double-fisted, for Arthur Miller blacklisted for calling a witch hunt what it was, for Galileo locked up to say the earth was round, for the Two Live Crew who found a sound like a band in the USA, and imagine if we could still hear John Lennon play. This is for the someone who stood up today and said no. For Edward R. Murrow, who shut down McCarthy. For Salman Rushdie, Mahatma Gandhi, you, me, the city, this country. We will always have a choice. When you stand up to be counted, tell the world, this is my voice. There are many like it, but this one is mine.